government has launched a comprehensive project to clean up its payroll. The project is being executed in collaboration with the Control and Accountants General's Department and 3M Cogent, a private entity. At the launch, the Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, Dr. Kwabena Dufour, said the public sector wage bill has risen sharply due to unauthorized names on the payroll. Mercy Dalcon reports.
Dr. Dufour said the move is to ensure continuous macroeconomic stability for the promotion of government's growth agenda towards a better Ghana. He said governments around the world lose billions of dollars annually due to payroll frauds, resulting mainly from identification-related problems. He added that as part of the 2011 program to sustain macroeconomic stability for accelerated growth, payroll audits in the public sector institutions will be intensified to control the rise in public sector wages. Thus, he pointed out, is to strengthen revenue mobilization. Dr. Dufour said the program will begin with pensioners in all the regions on pilot basis before eventually covering all the public sectors. Dr. Dufour said an implementation committee comprising of staff from the Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning, the Controller Accountants General's Department, and 3M Cogent will execute the assignment. He said government will not interfere with the process to ensure success. The Deputy Controller and Accountant General, Andrews Kojokofe, attributed the failure of past headcounts to lack of adequate mechanisms to identify the unauthorized names on the payroll. He said delay in deleting the names of separated staff and deceased pensioners resulted in disbursement of public funds to illegal individuals in the form of salaries, pensions, and other benefits. He said the exercise is expected to use relevant state-of-art equipment to collect biometric data of both employees to active service and pensioners on the government payroll nationwide.
Mercy Dalcon reporting.